This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
Okay, Terry, so the Indians now in the offseason, front office is really trying to figure out how it's going to make this work next year because there's probably a lot of changes in store. So they're already making some changes.
Right. When they had their postseason press conference, Chris Antonetti, president, general manager Mike Chernoff, and Terry Francona, they did not talk publicly about these things you and I are going to be talking about.
Okay.
But as they say, I've been able to unearth a few things and talk to some folks and say, all right, how are you going to do this for next year? Because in the postseason, who was the third baseman?
It was Josh Donaldson.
Yes. And right. And he's a free agent. He was a rental. He's gone.
Yeah.
So the question they have is, do you put Jose Ramirez back at third and put who at second base? Who was playing there before?
Jason Kipnis.
Or do you finally give Yandy Diaz a chance to play regular?
He's been up and down from the minors.
Right. And what does he do? What's his one strength?
He's a great batter.
Yeah, he can hit. A right-handed hitter.
Okay.
And I've been almost pleading for 2 years, just put him in the lineup somewhere and let him hit.
Okay.
You know, he's hit 310 since the All-Star break in 2017 in very limited time with the Indians, about 200 at-bats. I've been told they're going to put him at third base.
Okay.
And then Lindor stays at short. Second base is Jose Ramirez. So what happens with Kipnis?
Goes to the outfield.
Yeah, but not center field.
No.
As of now, you know, as they look at these things, they'd like to keep Michael Brantley, but they have major doubts because Brantley is what right now?
He's a free agent.
Right.
And he's likely going to get a big deal somewhere.
Somewhere else, yeah. So that opens left field. So I've been told there's strong consideration to putting Kipnis in left. And then in center field, this is a guy they traded for, but we forgot all about him because he had that horrible bacterial infection, Leonis Martin, who is an elite defensive center fielder. So you put him out there, and he's a decent hitter. Mm-hmm. And then you have Greg Allen, a younger guy, possibly there. You know, people say, what about Bradley Zimmer? But he had shoulder surgery in the middle of last year. They're not sure he'll be ready for the regular season. So.
Wow.
Then in right field, a name from the past.
Who?
Tyler Naquin.
Oh, he'll be back.
Yeah, he had hip surgery. He's already playing, like, games with their real young guys out in Goodyear in Arizona. He was very close to almost being ready for the playoffs, but they didn't want to just put him in there when he hadn't played in a big league game for like 4 months and just had hip surgery.
Yeah.
Now, I do think they're going to try to trade or acquire some other outfielders. But the interesting thing to me is it's finally Yandy time at third.
Yeah, I know you've been writing about that a lot.
Yeah, it's like I have these things I get on these guys. And like with the Cavaliers, my new Yandy Diaz is Anton Zizek, the big 6'10"
right.
center, who every time he gets in the game, he scores.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got some limitations. He's kind of moves clunky and whatever, but he scores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I had one guy for the Indians say to me, hire not the top guy, but kind of a middle-level executive say, well, all Yandy can do is hit. I said, stop. Say it again. All he can do is hit.
They need that.
Yeah, and it's one of the hardest skills to have in baseball.
Uh-huh.
You know, he doesn't hit a lot of home runs. It's singles and doubles, draws walks. He looks like he should just crush the ball. He's like 6'3", his muscles all over, but he doesn't have this uppercut swing. It's more of a level thing. But I am tired, by the way, of the Indians having a bunch of guys like Yonder Alonso with uppercut swings who hit home runs and strike out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You need some guys who just make contact.
Yeah, and get on base.
Get on base.
Make something happen.
And hit the ball hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Yandy. You can put him right in there and play. So, just a little message, whatever, but I hadn't heard anywhere else, but I've been told it's finally Yandy time with the Indians.
Well, how do you think Kipnis is going to do as a regular in the outfield?
You know, he wasn't bad in center in September and there. And left field should be easier for him.
And he was an outfielder.
That's when he was signed, yeah. I think, okay. You know, the question would be, will he hit? You look at the playoffs, nobody hit. Mm-hmm. By the way, Yandy Diaz played one game in the playoffs, was 1-for-3 with a double. Just figured I'd throw that in. They only had 3 extra base hits in the 3 games against Houston. He had 1 of them.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just...
That's an interesting fact.
Yes. It's okay. Like, in fact, they finally took Yonder Alonso out at first. Yeah, I think struck out 4 times in his 6 at-bats, because Paul Hoynes, a veteran baseball writer from the Plain Dealer, and I were like, we can't watch this guy anymore right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And just put Yandy in there. He'll hit the ball in fair territory anyway. Maybe it'll go through. And so, you know, I want to see him play, and the Indians are going to do that. And the outfield that we're talking now, Kipnis, say, Martin in center, and Naquin in right, I don't think that's going to be the opening day outfield. But as they lay things out at the moment, it is. But, you know, we'll have the offseason. There'll be some free agency. But more importantly, I think the Indians will be making some trades to try and get somebody out there. But they feel also, with Jose Ramirez playing all the time at second base, it'll be a defensive upgrade over Kipnis there. And that Yandy will play okay at third. He's not great, but he's okay. And then that'll at least make the infield a little better as they try to figure out the outfield.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.